Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Everyone is familiar with the story Old Yeller and the tragedy that struck a beloved pet. To my bafflement, I recently learned that rabies could present in many forms, not just the famed furious form, foaming mouth and furious rage. There are at least three descriptions for rabies. In the dumb form, most common in cattle, animals are profoundly depressed and don't eat. This is the opposite of the furious form already mentioned. These animals are passive, and it's easy not to consider rabies. In the paralytic form, animals may be lame or unstable, unable to maintain proper motion of their limbs. In the familiar furious form, animals are excitable, easily startled, and show rage. They may also strain as if constipated and appear to be choking. They're unable to swallow, so they drool and they won't eat or drink. Never stick your hand, unprotected, into the mouth of an animal that appears to be choking. Finally, some of these animals may bellow relentlessly, with cows often sounding like bulls. All mammals are susceptible to the rabies virus. Wild mammals, like raccoons, foxes, or skunks, maintain and spread the virus. Infection of dogs and cats often occur from fighting, while livestock are more likely to be bitten on the muzzle, or udder, or feet. Saliva is the commonly known bodily fluid to transmit the disease, but spinal fluid, milk, and even respiratory mucus can also be contaminated. Simply being in the presence of a rabid animal can be risky. Think of entering a bat cave inhabited by rabid bats. Ooh. The rabies virus must travel from the site of infection to the brain to become symptomatic. So a bite on the nose will create symptoms much faster than a bite on the back foot. In fact, a wound on the back foot might be mostly healed when symptoms start. When an animal is suspected to have rabies, it should be handled only by a veterinarian. Most vets are routinely vaccinated, so they have an extra layer of protection, along with proper protective gear. If you must handle these animals, latex gloves or palpation sleeves should be worn to protect your skin from exposure. This includes handling the remains of possible rabid animals. Most of us who work outside have cuts on our hands all the time, making us vulnerable to the virus entering our skin. Rabies can be diagnosed in animals only by necropsy. Anytime you have an animal with a change in behavior or the appearance of a neurologic disease, rabies must be considered. There's no treatment for animals, so get pets vaccinated, maybe even barn cats, and discuss vaccination of your livestock with your veterinarian if you're in a high-risk area. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.